This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Imitation Game stars Benedict Cumberbatch in a movie that sort of celebrates the life of Alan Turing. People are calling these types of movies prestige biopics. Really, they're biographies of people who had prestigious lives. Not that different than what we used to look at as just biographies, because it used to be that people only made biographies about people with interesting lives. In the 22nd century, where everybody makes movies about people that are famous for reasons that are unexceptional, it's actually become a rarity for people to have been made famous because of their own wit, ingenuity, or cleverness, or successes. So that they've actually created a separate genre which removes the everyman from the equation. Here, what we see is Alan Turing, the inventor of the modern-day computer, according to some. He created something of a box in order to break the Nazi code Enigma, which was considered unbreakable. And you learn a lot about the story from this movie. Cumberbatch is exceptional in looking at likely an Oscar nomination or some at least a Golden Globe. He's really made for the part. In addition to him being British, he also has had success on the show on the BBC where he plays Sherlock Holmes. So the unlikable genius is right down his alley. As a side note, The Imitation Game sheds light on a really dark portion of Great Britain's history that included chemical castration among people who were found to be homosexual. In this case, Alan Turing was homosexual, and he was actually sentenced to hormone therapy for a year and killed himself during the hormone therapy. So it's interesting to see something that dark not be related to America. As in American culture, a lot of times you see a lot of the shame and guilt of America's kind of violent, bloody past. This is not America doing syphilis tests on black prisoners. This is England doing hormone therapy on gay citizens. And, you know, they have a long history of that dating back to Oscar Wilde, doing that to their kind of high-achieving people. In 2013, Queen Elizabeth pardoned Alan Turing posthumously. A lot of good it did him. This is a brilliant movie. Plays like a thriller and raises some interesting and some actually astonishing points. Definitely a must-see.